instead of an architectural history of the building. The general plan created around 1920 gives an idea of the two central challenges that the structural planning for the roof structures of the Pergamon Museum had to overcome. On the one hand, the sheer size of the roof landscape to be planned and, on the other, the sometimes impressive dimensions of the exhibition halls to be roofed without columns. The construction history of the roofs cannot and should not be traced in its entirety here. It is too complex to fit into this framework and has already been covered in detail in the excellent monograph by Christiane Ermig, Volker Hubner and Bettina Hafner, Pergamon Museum. Historische Baukonstruktionen, 2016. The following comments on the history are therefore limited to one of the few parts of the building whose historical roof construction is currently still largely undisturbed, the head building of the south wing, which is located directly on the Spree Canal.